and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yes, and a happy Tuesday to you all. It is a second night of Masked Singer Eve.
Oh, yes, it is.
Baby. We're
We've got Nikki Webster on. She was unmasked last night.
Don't sound it. You should know what the term is because you are
I don't really
on
know
the
what
show
the, term
the whole
is.
Time.
Yeah.
Surely it's unmasked.
It would be unmasked. Not easy to say. Also, Nazim Hussain, a very funny comedian who is on The Masked Singer tonight. He's on our show later on.
Why are you giving away what? Which one is he? The rhino or the...
No, he's a guest panellist. And,
they're adding to the panel.
Yeah, they are. Yes, adding to the
no,
panel.
Oh, no, who's not? If they're adding a comedian, who's not pulling their weight?
No, well, that was... I don't appreciate the inference of that.
Oh, no, so. I was explicit.
No.
Anyway, but I was pretty clear.
We are going to talk to him about the partying he did with Lindsay Lohan.
You're joking.
Yeah, this will make news.
Is this late night stuff?
Yes. Nazim Hussain, Lindsay Lohan, and me, the three of us.
Oh, it was good for a second there.
Anyway, that is coming up. Kate Langbrook's on the show.
Hey,
she's been full on learning Italian over there in Bologna, and we're going to test her, see where she's at.
Mm-hmm.
There's heaps more text trauma, Jack. What else? Is there other stuff? There's other
Lazy stuff. Town.
Lazy Town? Big show.
Packed show.
Chock-a-block. Now, Ed, you have a young one, little Arnold.
Yes, I have a 2-year-old son is what I think what you're getting
what at. Words has he got in his vocabulary?
He is very, very good with words. His most recent word is Antarctica.
Oh, is he saying Antarctica?
Yeah, kangaroo and Antarctica.
And he's saying it properly.
Yeah, and he said New Zealand yesterday.
You've got a little genius on your hand,
do
you?
I know, it's not bad.
It's going to get tedious. I mean, my children are smart as well, but one of them we crossed the line today. I can't remember what the conversation was about, but I was on the phone to my wife. Rafferty was in the background, and I can't remember why he said it, but what he said, I thought, too much. Raff, you're in the home studio. Say hello to Ed and Jack.
Hi, Ed and Jack.
Hey, Raffy.
Hey.
School holidays at the moment, so where did we nearly go, me and you and the two girls? Where did we nearly go today, Raff?
The zoo.
We nearly went to the zoo.
Oh, what stopped that?
We went and had a muffin and a croissant, and what did we decide?
We'll go down to the park instead.
Go to the park. Couldn't be bothered going to the zoo.
Who couldn't be bothered? Your dad, yeah?
No, well, partly
we
me.
Yeah, partly me.
You couldn't be bothered. We thought, we've been to the zoo. Why are we going back to the zoo?
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't really added to
if
the
anything,
animals.
If anything, the animals are older and slower. Last time we were there.
So we didn't go to the zoo. But anyway, so... But you said something on the phone later on in early afternoon, actually, and I said that's enough. What did you say?
What the fudge?
I don't think you can say what the fudge. Mm. Now, what does the jury in here think?
How old are you, Raffy?
10.
And do you know when you say what the fudge, you are aware of what you're doing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Raffy, you're aware of what you're not saying, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
He's having it. He's having a good time.
I don't think he can say what the fudge.
I don't know. I don't have a 10-year-old, but he is.
You couldn't say it if you ever said it in class, right?
No, you wouldn't say. Probably wouldn't say it. In
probably
class.
Wouldn't say it.
Would you say?
No, I don't really think I care that much.
Would you say it to your mum?
We did.
Yeah.
Today, but she wasn't happy either, was she?
She was. Just
I had
like...
to point it out though, didn't I?
Yeah.
I said he shouldn't say it, and then she had to think about it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I was the one who was the first to say, I don't think you should say
did
that.
Did you say it in church, Raff?
Haven't been to church for a while, have we, Raff?
No.
No, we don't go. We're not churchgoers. That's
it's just
a
place to...
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
Say it at the zoo? Would you say it at the zoo if the animals weren't up to scratch?
Do you think you should say it, Raff?
I don't know. I don't really...
He wants to keep it in. He wants to keep it going, but he knows he shouldn't.
I think we need to hear from other people.
Yeah, it's borderline for me.
13, 10, 60.
Should a 10-year-old be able to say what the fudge?
Well, Mum says what the fruit.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't say.
You
what...
You should have seen your father's face then.
She should say Jack has got the dump button.
Careful, Raffy.
Does she say what the fruit?
Yes.
Why is she saying what the fruit? She shouldn't say. She shouldn't say that.
Yeah, she says what the fruit.
She should not say what the fruit.
Or maybe she says fruit instead of...
Well, she shouldn't say fruit.
Instead of fudge. Instead of fudge, she goes for fruit.
Yeah.
There's no sugar in it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fascinating. This is borderline for me.
13, 10, 60. Should Raff or any 10-year-old, for that matter, or any kid, be able to say, What the fudge?
Maybe what are your children saying?
Yeah, what's their up to the line
where
phrase?
Where is the line?
Where'd you draw the line? 13, 10, 60.
Go on your raff.
See ya.
Get back to your day.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
What the fudge? 13, 10, 60.
Yep, so my 10-year-old Raff, that's in his repertoire. I think I'm banning it. Mm. He claims that his mother says, what the fruit?
Have you heard Holly say, what the fruit?
I can't recall it, but then he sort of, he walked that back and said that she says fruit.
Okay.
And she may say fruit.
Now, when we asked him about it just then when he came on, it was clear that he knew what he wasn't saying.
Right.
So he's, you know, in his head he's saying one thing.
Yes. My 8-year-old the other day just said, out of nowhere, to someone, see you next, and then the day of the week that goes with that, you know, the day of the week.
Yes.
And it wasn't, I didn't believe that they were going to see that person on that day of the week, if you know what I mean.
So I was like, ooh.
I don't know
what
she's
doubling down.
I'm not sure if she was. I think, I don't know where that came from.
Well, see if she does it to you today.
Yeah. It's today, isn't it, that day?
Okay.
Are you going to ban your genius son from... You can say Antarctica.
He can, yes.
So are you going to try to keep him from swearing? I know he's only two.
Yeah, I imagine by that stage you'll be able to swear in Latin.
Is Tiffany, your partner, she a big swearer?
She is. And then if I'm being completely honest, he can say Antarctica, but he also used a phrase with the letters FFS.
Right.
A couple of times yesterday.
Really?
Yes. And
he's saying that.
Yes, he is. And no one's
FFS.
Yep. No one's reacting, and everyone's
he's
blaming.
He's saying FFS.
Yes, he is, and everyone's blaming each other as to where he's.
Four, and the last word is sake.
Yes.
And he's using the magic in the middle.
He is. Yeah, he's a magic guy. He's a magic
two.
Boy. Yep.
Oh,
well, clear as a bell.
You've buried the lead there, haven't you? Can you tape that?
Yes.
We can't play it on air, but we could. I want to hear it. now, Kylie. You've got a 7-year-old, is that right?
Yeah, I do. I've got a 7 and a 9-year-old, actually.
And what is your 7-year-old doing?
Well, he came out with the other day, rather than what the fudge, he's coming out with what the flip.
Yeah, instead of what the fudge. No. Jack's having a heart attack in here, aren't you?
This is good, Kylie. You did really well there. That was amazing. Kylie, that was the old 1-2. That was amazing.
My vertigo could get brought up in a minute. What the flip?
Nah.
Are you happy with what the flip?
Oh, look, I'm better than what it would actually be.
Well, we understand. Yes, we understand. But you're allowing what the flip?
Look, in front of us, in their household, I'm okay with it. But I encourage that they don't do it
out of the house,
public. Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. Kerry, you also, what do you got a 9-year-old, do you, Kerry?
I do. And the same. He says, what the fudge?
Yeah, and how do you feel about it?
Nah, don't like it either. I don't. You need maybe just say what the younger one.
Yeah, what the?
What the?
What the?
And that's it.
It's not the same though. It's got no punch on it.
Yeah, but it worked for Rove when he did what the. There was a segment on his TV show back in the day. Mm. What the was very popular.
It was really big. Don't know if it's going to work though, because what and also what the fudge is a gateway phrase.
Yeah, I feel
it.
Do
you know what I mean?
I agree.
It's Pandora's box.
Nathan, what have you got?
My 7-year-old daughter come out with mother, father.
Ooh, mother, father.
Geez, Nathan. I mean, even though I got nervous then.
That is.
Now, did the 7-year-old understand what was not being said, Nathan?
Yeah, she knew that she was borderline saying something that she shouldn't.
Ooh. So have you banned her from saying mother, father?
Oh, I just said, I'm like... I don't think you should say that. And she's like, but I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not saying anything wrong.
God, she's pushing. She's pushing the edge. Ooh. Mother, father.
Oh, Nev, don't you start.
I can't say mother, father.
Not like that.
Right. Well, Chris, what do you say?
I think they should be able to say it around home, just not in the school or anywhere where the parents are going to get frowned upon or get in trouble for it.
All right. So just keep what the fudge has to stay at home.
Yeah, well, it can be, you know, friends in the playground and things, but as soon as the teachers get hold of it, that's when the parents are going to get the phone call, and that's the no-no for me.
See, Chris is encouraging it. He just doesn't, as long as he doesn't get caught.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Any of you guys used to swear in your house when you were children? What did you do, Jack, as a child?
Yeah, shut the front door.
You would shut the front door. Mm. You used to say that as a child.
And then get a backhand.
You get a backhand, which is a real whack on the head.
Yeah, right across
the back. Don't know, you can't do either of those things anymore.
Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, driving home this afternoon and the Ed Cavalier Masked Singer Wall had another win.
Yeah, mate. Last night, Yeah, all of our guesses are up. If we put that up on our socials, Sash, we should. Oh, we have, Case. Can we update it, please? I've updated my Masked Singer guess board.
Look, a lot of people were on the Nikki. A lot of people were.
I was. Some credit. And you weren't.
No, well, you know, I'm in real time, though. You've got to remember, everyone here is using, you know, the resources of a nation, where I was in a bubble.
What was Lindsay using? If you're using the resources of a nation.
We're trying to get Lindsay on this radio show.
Oh, stop it.
No, Lindsay sent a message to the WhatsApp group today.
You're not in the WhatsApp group.
No, there's another. I'm in a different WhatsApp group with Lindsay in it. And
there's another one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's in that one?
No, we all are.
And Osha?
Osha's in that one. And
jeez, everyone's in.
And you know what? Lindsay has run out of data. So, seriously.
Hang on. What?
So Lindsay's run out of data. has. She wants to do an interview with our show, but she's run out of data.
Lindsay Lohan, international superstar.
Has run out of data.
Has no data.
She had no data. Run out of data. She can't do the interview.
Wi-Fi.
Mm. Well, I don't know, mate. She's
in
run
her
out
luxury
of data.
Excuses.
She said.
Send her a data pack right now.
I don't know.
Spot her some gigs. I'll spot you some gig.
I don't know how to get them. I don't know where her address. I'd love to send her a data pack.
You can send her a data pack.
Via WhatsApp?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll endeavor
to send. Western Union?
No, we're loving.
Run out of data.
We're loving Lindsay.
We're loving Lindsay.
You know what? I want to find out from Nikki Webster herself what she thought when she took the mask off and had a conversation with Lindsay Lohan.
Love to.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Coming up after 5, Husey's been married for over 10 years, but only recently just found out the most basic of things about his wife that everyone should know.
Yeah, we've been together 17 years and Sunday she, not happy when I brought back a cup of tea for her. Anyway, I think you should have been happy, but she wasn't. No, but right now, Masked Singer, as you say.
I'm loving the Masked Singer.
Juggernaut.
It's a juggernaut,
on
mate.
Again tonight, 7:30.
Well, I can't
Channel
wait.
Channel 10 and Win.
Last
Network.
Win. Don't forget Win.
Yeah,
big
Win.
Shout out, Win.
Love
I
Win.
Let's go to you, Prime. I had a great time last night.
Mm.
And when the alien took their head off.
Oh, God, my children are angry.
Why?
My daughters were really
why
angry
were they
because,
angry?
Dad, did you get rid of the alien? I said, no.
Oh, did you vote against the alien? Be honest.
No, I wanted the prawn out.
Yeah, so do I.
Anyway.
That person who took the head off and was the alien is Australia's superstar, Australia's sweetheart, Nikki Webster, and she joins us on the line. Nikki!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nikki.
Can we start with some disappointment? Nikki?
Aw, thanks.
No, I want to start. I was disappointed when you left, and then I was even more disappointed. You and I both thought exactly the same thing when you took your alien head off. This is what you had to say to Dave Hughes.
Nikki, it was on my TV show, Hughesy, we have a problem.
I thought you'd get me first, for sure.
Look, I initially did think it was you, and I went off track.
Love you.
I should have kept the faith. A true story. I really.
What's going on?
Straight
man?
Away, I thought Nikki Webster, and then for whatever reason, I drifted.
Why'd you drift?
I don't know, Nikki.
Was
and
it
I,
vertigo?
I've had vertigo, but I don't know what happened to me, Nikki. But you were brilliant. And I tell you, my two daughters, Sadie and Tess, were so in love with you, and they're still angry at me because I was part of the team that that left, that got rid of you.
Why weren't they in the audience that night?
Saved me. Exactly.
They could have saved me.
They would have saved you. They would have ran on stage and said, no, the alien must
take us.
That's awesome.
Nikki, can I ask about the security on the show? Because how did you walk around without the other people seeing who you were, like even the other singers?
It was very, very top security. We all had capes on with these big hoods that no one could see that we had to wear around the set. If we needed to go to the toilet, we had to text someone and let them know. We weren't allowed to move out of our dressing rooms. Mm-hmm. It was very isolated, very crazy, high top secret. Anytime we were moving to set, we had like hoods on, and then we'd put our masks on, obviously, because they're quite hot and restricting and things like that. So we have no clue who anybody else is, nor did we really see any of the other contestants. Everything was done so smoothly and like passing ships in the night. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
If you tried.
Yeah, so you cannot get any other name. She doesn't know who the other people are.
You must know some, Nikki.
She doesn't. She only knows the people who've already been kicked off. She would know, Gretel
and
Brett.
The same as like everybody watching at home, like listening to the clue packages and hearing them sing. We didn't even hear them sing until like watching the show.
Can you just establish to Nikki that you are actually singing inside that big sort of basically tin can that you had on? You are singing live inside there, aren't you?
100%. We're mic'd inside, and I think it was probably one of the most difficult jobs of the show, trying to get everyone to sound right within their mask. Mm. So I think the sound did an awesome job, but yeah, definitely singing live.
Were you disappointed that Lindsay Lohan didn't guess you, Nikki?
Not really. I kind of had a good connection with Lindsay, didn't I, Dave?
You did.
You know, we had a bit of namaste, we kind of had a good love going, even though I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
We had a lot of love going. So I really loved her being on the show.
No, she's creating a great vibe. And even if she's not fully a cross Australian celebrity, mm-hmm. she is absolutely investing in the show. And Nikki felt the connection. And she's there for the contestants, isn't she?
That's right, yeah, and she's really supportive and, you know, quirky and fun, and, she had a lot of support for the alien, so I speak very highly of her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, if you passed her in the street, do you think she'd know who you were?
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably not.
But she may not know who I am.
That's true as well. Yeah,
no, but Lindsay lives in her own world, it's a bloody great world.
That's it.
It's a wonderful world.
I've been invited to her world one day.
There's a lot of partying goes on, and I've been into some of those parties. But anyway, Nikki, you.
That's the thing I missed out.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've got to have a
reunion.
We've got to be a reunion.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You've got to organise one so we can actually meet each other for sure.
Now, could you see me dancing to you? You couldn't. No, well, I was dancing. She was on the stage, and I was dancing up there on the.
Have you seen? What do you think of his dance move? Because you teach dance.
Yeah, you've got your own. You're still the classes. How do people get in touch with you if they're in the Sydney area, Nikki?
So it's dancenikkiwebster.com.au. I have 3 studios in Leichhardt, Mitchmarine, and Central Coast, and I'm sure I could teach you a few moves. I'm sure.
Yeah, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
She's really laughing.
That's
there.
It.
You can
also put an old dog down. You can take him to the vet and put him down as well.
You wouldn't put me down, would you, Nikki?
Never. Absolutely.
He's weighing on the rug.
I'm not. She would allow me to weigh on the rug. We get a new rug.
He's losing teeth. She did say you could. Did you just say that Husey could lick you?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, sorry. I must have misheard.
Nikki, you're bloody wonderful.
Great work.
You're an absolute superstar.
Of course, bye. Australia's number one show back on TVs
tonight, baby.
7:30, Channel 10, Masked Singer.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yeah, very good afternoon if you're just joining us. Plenty on the way for you.
Yeah, and even if you're still hanging around, Kate Langbrook is on in 20 minutes.
Yes.
We're going to find out how much Italian she actually knows. She's in Bologna still, full-on Italian classes every day, we believe.
How long has she been in Italy now?
Over almost a year. 6 months, 8 months,
people learn,
10 months.
People can learn a language in less than that time.
She's going every day, isn't she, Sash, to language classes?
Yes, she's doing every day for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so we'll see where she's at.
See if she's been yet.
No, she's been. She's FaceTimed me with her classmates in the background, talking to them. I haven't spoken to any of them, but anyway, whatever. Now, that's coming up, LazyTown 2.
Mm.
Also, Nazim Hussain, comedian. Mm. He's been partying with me and Lindsay Lohan. We'll get his side of that story.
I'm interested in hearing if there was a moment where you'd left and the party kept going.
Well,
because you go to bed, you go home early normally.
Well, yeah, we'll talk to Nazim about that.
Okay.
But what are we doing next? Yes.
You're a bad husband, basically.
Well, no, I'm not.
Well.
But, I mean, I've been with my wife for 17 years, and on Sunday I said, I'm going to go get some drinks, and I brought her back a drink, and she was disgusted at what I'd presented to her. She said, after 17 years, this is what you give me.
Was it?
I'll explain it when we come back.
Wow. Yeah.
Coming up next, Husey and
I
Kate.
I thought I knew her.
With Ed
apparently I didn't.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, that is I Don't Care. Justin Bieber getting married in a couple of weeks' time.
Is he?
Speaking of marriage.
Hang on, again.
Yeah, again. Same person, but they get married.
Hayley Baldwin, he's already married to her.
Yeah, but they did like a eloping thing. Now they're doing a big celebrity wedding.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, good on them.
Speaking of marriage,
Well, it's been a while now, hasn't it? Him and her. I don't know how long. No idea.
A year.
Has it? Yes. Oh, there you go. Now, I've been with my wife since 2002, and I angered her on Sunday. So we're at the, the show's going around the country. Mm-hmm. So we're at the show and the dogs, there was a dog thing happening, you know. So literally there's 5 seats there. Let's all sit down and watch the dogs run through their little things.
Oh, like dog trials, but
dog
not,
trials.
Not sheep dogs, like Tricky dogs.
Tricky dog. Just normal dog. Whatever. Yeah. Just dogs running around. That's all good fun.
Okay. Were you at the show or just the park?
No, we're at the show. Okay. And the kid said, we want crepes. I said, of course you want crepes. I'll go get the crepes.
It's nice.
Yeah. So I leave my wife, three children there, walk to get the crepe shop, and I order crepes for the children and myself. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd get myself a coffee. And I thought, my wife, she's a celiac. I can't get her a crepe. I need to make her happy. I'll get her a tea. I know she likes tea.
Well done.
So, you know, so.
Well, there's nothing that could go wrong here. You're a lovely guy. Well done.
Yeah. Well, so I order a tea. I thought, get her a black, whatever, like an English breakfast or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, and so I come back with the tea and I say, there's you, got you a cup of tea. And then she takes one sip and she says, what? She said, what's this? I said, it's a cup of tea. She said, it's got milk in it. I said, yeah. It's got milk in it. It's tea.
Yeah, it's tea.
She said, I've been with you for 17 years and not once have I ever had milk in my tea.
Oh, no.
And I said, I did not realise. 17 years.
You don't. Do you make her tea at home? Do you make your wife at night when she's been slaving away at work?
I certainly have poured.
Hang on. But have you ever poured the water into the... Stop saying milk. You just poured the milk.
I mustn't have poured the milk in. I mustn't have.
So in 17 years, so at night, like tonight, you wouldn't go like, here's a cup of tea, love. Let's enjoy the Masked Singer.
I might, but I
don't think you have.
No, I must have. I would have. I have.
I think you have.
I definitely have. She said to me, put the kettle on. I've certainly put the kettle on.
So you flicked the switch.
I reckon I've poured it. No, I've definitely poured it. I remember on Mother's Day pouring it.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy.
So, but I did not realise.
You know, I should.
She said never as once she had milk in her tea.
I should get off my
did
high horse.
I know that.
Because today I had to put in a passport application. And then when you're putting in your passport application, you've got to put in your next of kin.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the option of writing wife. Like, I had to actually write it in, which that's a story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
But then it asked for your emergency contact, which is her, for their mobile number. And I had to ask her what the...
Oh, doesn't know her number.
I don't know her number, I realised.
I know my wife's number. I'll touch
well,
you
I know
right
your,
now.
I'll go for it.
0423. I won't call the rest, but I know it. You don't know your wife's number.
No, I got the middle bit wrong.
Has she got a new number?
I always had the same number too, she said.
And you've been with her for how long?
Oh, that's another good question.
10 years?
Yeah, let's go with 10.
Around 10.
Yep.
Don't know her phone number.
Nope.
So that's Jack.
I don't know my wife's number either.
Don't know her phone number.
I know it ends in 141. That's it.
Do you know what she has in her tea? Does she have tea?
Doesn't drink tea. She's a coffee drinker.
She's a bourbon drinker.
Right.
Yeah. So, long black.
So she's definitely long black.
Yeah.
So
or you'd a never, flat white.
Oh, so she can go either way.
Yeah.
So you can't.
That's
you,
tricky.
But that's the only.
No,
two
but
options.
That's it's not tricky because you can go both ways. My wife apparently doesn't go both ways. Just goes the one way, which is black.
Yeah, man.
It's the only way she goes.
It's a bit of fun.
Let's watch it. I said, how did you like the white?
And?
So I said to her, because I had she had milk in
and
the coffee.
What'd she say, man?
Didn't love it.
It was disgusting.
Did not love it. So at least you gave it a go, you know. Didn't finish it.
Begs the question, 13, 10, 60.
What question?
The question is, what didn't you know about your partner?
Like beautiful.
For how many years and you didn't know? I don't know what this is, whether it's their order of food or their phone number. What didn't you know about your loved one?
They don't
one?
Like their feet being touched.
13, 10, 60. What didn't you know about your partner?
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
13, 10, 60. What didn't you know about your partner?
17 years down the track, bought my wife a tea the other day with milk in it. And she's like, never.
That says a lot of things.
It actually surprised me that she'd never had milk in her tea.
No, because that means that you don't give her a cup of tea at night. Here you go, though.
No, I do occasionally.
I don't think you do.
I really do. I mean, not every week, but I have.
Every week?
But I would have. There you go. Well, you don't know your wife's phone number.
I don't think anyone knows phone numbers anymore, though. Do you know?
I know my wife's phone number. I do. I know my wife's phone number. I know my phone number. And I know Dave O'Neill, the comedian's phone number, which is weird.
Is that it? That's your three?
Yeah, absolutely. Strange. He was on Have You Been Paying Attention last night?
Yeah,
your show
yeah.
did a great job, along with you. Ratings juggernaut that the Have You Been Paying Attention is.
Thank you to Masked Singer for the big bump, though.
We appreciate it. We're going okay. Nate? Now, Emma, what didn't you know about your partner?
My husband told me after 14 years he doesn't like eating cucumber.
And you didn't know that?
No, I made him salads and chicken and ham sandwiches with cucumber on it, and he'd never said anything, never taken it off.
Oh, he didn't pick it out, Emma. So he just suffered in silence for 14. What a good guy. He's a lovely guy,
It's
Emma.
Another segment. This is, what have you hidden from your partner? Your husband has hidden his hatred of cucumbers.
Thank goodness you said you didn't say that Emma's husband's been hiding cucumbers for years.
That's... No, but he's been hiding. She's brought out the cucumber, and he's gone, yep, yes, please. And when he should have been going, no. It's not me. I'm not that guy. Now, Connor, what's the story?
Hey, Shirzy, love you guys. Oh, mate, you guys crack me up every day.
That's good news, Connor.
Thank you.
So what's your story, mate?
Mate, my partner, after 17 years, we're not married, we're engaged.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's all right.
Yep. To this day, she still doesn't know the date of my birthday.
Yeah,
that's Connor...
Is it a tricky date,
though?
Yeah,
exactly.
What's the date?
It's not a leap year, is it?
What is it?
No, it's not a tricky date. It's the 29th of May. She always goes 28th or 30th.
Yeah, 29th is an easy one.
That's easy. Come on, Connor's partner.
My wife's a tricky one because hers is the 21st of December, and sometimes I think it's the 22nd. So it's just.
Have you ever been caught out completely?
Not completely, but it's yeah.
My wife had to start putting a calendar note in my phone that goes off every year a couple of days before her birthday.
Yeah. What's her birthday?
11th of July.
It's an easy one.
Let's wait for the text.
It is?
So far, so good.
Definitely.
Well, she hasn't had time to text yet.
Parveen. How do we say your name?
Parveen.
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 Yeah, nice I like it. What, your husband, how long have you been with him?
I've been with him for nearly 10 years, and I didn't know he was afraid of heights until I bought him a skydiving gift card.
Right. I mean, that is, you're going in there. You should ask, though, really.
Well, he loves dangerous sports.
He loves kite
surfing, everything. So I figured he'd love this.
He loves kite surfing? How can you love kite surfing if you've got a fear of heights?
Hang on, what's the height where it kicks in?
Exactly. See, kite surfing from like a meter above the... So did he do it?
Well, he did it. Honestly, he did it. He was absolutely petrified, and it was his best friend that told me he was afraid of heights.
Oh,
wow.
God almighty. So, but he survived. You were there see it?
Yes, I was there. Yep.
Jeez, you went out hard with the did he survive. Thank goodness that was a yes.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, driving home this afternoon, we are going to put one Kate Langbrook to the test.
Yeah, she's still in Bologna learning Italian apparently every single day. And we're going to test her out. We're going to, get her on the line and see whether she's any good at it. We've got Robert who, you're fluent in Italian, aren't you, Robert?
Sure am.
Now, we've connected with you before, haven't we? Is that right? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Have. So do you think that, you've spoken to Kate already on the radio back in the day, whenever it was?
Well, I didn't actually speak to her in Italian. You guys threw some phrases at her.
Yeah, right. But are you confident that she would have learnt something in her time in Italy?
She's been there, 8 months now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, surely.
Can I? That's a good question. Can I just test Robert's credentials very quickly?
Yes.
Robert, could you give me a sentence in Italian? I don't know. I'll just pick something at random. Say, Cody Simpson is the robot on The Masked Singer.
Oh, Cody Simpson è il roboto sulla televisione.
Sì, signor.
So robot is Roberto.
Roboto.
So in Italian, is a lot of words just got O on the end of them, is it? Really?
No, they don't.
I'm sorry, Robert. That's a terrible stereotype. Do you think that Robert gets around in sort of Mario Kart like overalls with a big mustache? Lives at home with his mum?
What did you say for television? What's Italian for television?
Instead of saying the TV show, The Masked Singer, I just said television.
Oh, you said television.
What's Italian for The Masked Singer?
Oof. Well, the word would be borrowed, but not too sure there on that one. That's a bit of a difficult one.
So singer. What about singer?
Cantante.
Ooh.
Ooh. Can you say that again?
La cantante.
That's all right. I just like to say that.
Yeah, the lie helps.
All right, so you will...
Maybe don't call Kate a singer when you speak to her.
Yeah, all right. Don't you. Please don't try. She's in Kate with Ed.
Hold there, Robert.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier. The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Of course, one Kate Langbrook currently living over in Italy, Bologna to be precise.
Now, we've got Kate talking to Sasha French, her long friend. Sasha's long friend.
Long time friend.
It's a long time friend. It's a short friend, really, isn't it?
Short friend.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're talking. So we don't want Kate to hear what we're saying here is what we're saying. You keep talking to Kate. Over in Bologna. We've got Robert on the line. Robert, you speak fluent Italian. We're going to ask you to say these things to Kate. And so everyone else knows what you're saying, but will she know what you're saying? So, Robert, I think you should ask her, so say, Kate, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you enjoying living in Italy?
Great question.
You can ask her that, Robert.
Sì.
Sì, that's a yes.
Va bene.
Va bene means absolutely, yes. I guess.
Speaking Italian, yeah.
He's already speaking Italian.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's in Italian. Right,
are you sure you're not qualified yet?
No, I'm not bad, man.
He does. He loves the world game, the round ball
Calcio.
Code.
Yes.
I'm an Inter Milan fan, Robert.
Ooh.
You'd be a Juve or a Napoli fan, wouldn't you?
Yeah, correct.
Thought so.
We haven't got time for this. So any other things? Is there anything else we'd say? Maybe when are you coming back to Australia?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, when are you moving back to Australia?
All right, so there's two questions.
Saying let's go.
All right, you stay there, Robert. We'll say hello to Kate before we put Robert on, I think.
Perfect.
Yep. Kate Langbrook, welcome. Hey. Put the music on.
It's my favourite random collapser, and Edward.
Kate did ring me concerned about my vertigo experience. Because Kate, you had a number of friends in that comedy room, didn't you? At the lunch, whatever it was. Yeah. So yeah, your friends were concerned for me, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, your friend James Young. Absolutely.
That said, though, when I called you, honestly, have I ever laughed so hard?
No, it was fun. No, it was definitely fun. I agree. I've got to show you the newspaper, Kate. Actually, you probably haven't seen the newspaper. I'll send that over to you. I got a lot of publicity out of it.
Front page.
Really, it was really good. Front page,
imagine, yeah. Imagine, Husey, all the publicity if you die.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's good to hear. It's good to know, isn't it? There was a little teaser for me. So.
Fantastic.
Anyway, we're not going to die.
It was a great day.
It was fun. Anyway.
You've never been healthier.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, Kate. Feeling good. Have you ever had vertigo, Kate?
No, I've never had vertigo. Although I did have an inner ear infection once, where I had to crawl to the toilet.
Yes, similar. Yeah, it's the no balance. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
But, yeah. So now, Kate, you are full-time doing language, Italian. Is that right? You're doing classes every day?
I'm doing 3 weeks of Italian class.
Intensive.
And in fact, it's intensive for me because I'm going from nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's intensive.
So anyway, but today, of all the days, I'm the only person in the class. Oh, I just have my teacher on.
So everyone else has given up.
Yes, and there's an American woman who we saw when we first came in April. I did a week in April, and we call her Boston. She's from Boston. She's lived here for 5 years, and she doesn't speak any Italian, and she teaches cooking classes.
What? To Italians? To Italian people?
Yes.
Right.
No, to tourists.
To tourists.
What I want.
Right.
But she didn't turn up today.
But have you driven other people out of the class? That's the question I'm asking. Have you, what you're doing is driving other people. They're going, am I going to go to that class with that mad Australian woman?
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Listen, I thought we were all having a great time. It was like me when I did the show with you, Timothy. I thought we were having a great time. As it turned out, only I was.
Now, you went to Italy. I stayed here, remember? I didn't go to Italy.
All right, you
I chased
too.
You to Italy.
All right, you too.
All right, so we've got Robert on the line. He speaks fluent Italian. Robert is going to have a conversation with you, Kate, and we're going to see whether you can answer the questions. Here we go. Robert, talk to Kate.
Hey, ciao belli, ciao bella, okay, come stai?
Molto bene, e tu, Roberto?
Va bene, io sono meraviglioso. Now, senti, ti piace la sua vacanza nell'Italia?
Sì, mi piace Italia. Molto bene.
Perché ti piace l'Italia?
Sorry?
Did you get both?
Italy.
Did you get both questions out, Robert?
Only one so far.
No, only one.
Just the first one. Yeah, all right.
Una, okay. Una. C'è un'altra domanda. Senti, Kate. Quando ritornerà nella sua casa?
When am I going back to my house?
Correct.
In Australia?
Nell'Australia.
In
me, sì, sì.
Oh, molto misteriosa.
What did she say, Robert?
Big mystery, correct.
It's a big mystery. So she did all right there.
She did okay.
Did you get, what about the first one you said on the scale of 1 to 10? Did you get that?
I don't think he did the scale.
No, I didn't do that one.
Did all right.
No.
Yeah, because I didn't hear the numbers.
All right, I'll do that quickly. A scale of 1 to 10. Say that one. How much you're enjoying Italy?
È lo stesso. Nella, sulla scala comincia l'una fino a 10. Come era la sua vacanza nell'Italia?
Well, thank you for saying it in English on a scale of 1 to 10. I was going to say 10.
A 10.
10?
Yeah,
10. Oh, you got a 10. All right. I think she's going all right.
Going well.
I think she's going along. Not well.
Pretty Benny. Pretty Benny. Well done, Katie.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Coverley.
It certainly is, and it's time to open the gates of this town.
Welcome to Lacey Town, a place where you want to stay. Things are upside down here in Lacey Town. Adventure's just a moment.
Gates open, but it ain't easy to get in. You've got to get past the mayor of Lazytown.
Yes.
13 10 60.
Yeah, and this is just one more time. I don't need to prove my credentials, but I'll do it anyway. I've got a TV in a bedroom, and my wife is draped over, I don't know, a jacket or something over the wall. Sort of a, there's a, you can go over the wall, and half the jacket has been on the TV, like obscuring the view of the television for about a week now, maybe 2 weeks, and I haven't moved it.
It's pretty good.
So I'm watching TV with a jacket in front of the television.
It's like you've
screen.
Got bad seats to your own TV.
Yes, absolutely.
That's good.
But I can't be bothered moving that jacket, and she hasn't done it either.
That's
so that's our wife.
You're both in.
Yeah, we are.
Can
you
I have
want
a go?
Yes.
Give I never us thought I'd have a go.
Anyone can have a go, Jack. What's
yep.
the number?
13 10 60. Ring up with your credentials.
I asked our producers to get me a cup of tea.
Yep.
And I was sitting in here in the studio with my foot up on the desk when our pregnant producer, Carly, put a cup of tea down in front of me.
Yeah, and you've got legs and you've very fit legs. We've seen them. You've got shorts on.
Yep.
And it's, yes, we've seen you lean pins, haven't we, Jack?
Mm.
They look like they could walk all day, don't they?
Don't look like they belong to a lazy man to me.
You know what? I'm feeling good. He's in.
Oh, he's done it. He's done it. Yes.
Any man with a body fat percentage of like zero who lies back with his feet on a desk and makes a heavily pregnant producer scurry around to get him a tea that he didn't even need.
Heavily?
Oh.
Heavily pregnant, no?
I'm not heavily.
Not heavily pregnant.
Just only 20 weeks.
Well,
ooh, that's another segment. There's another segment there that we found.
Hashtag awkward.
Ooh, no, I mean, it's certainly, ooh, definitely
would you
pregnant.
Call yourself mildly pregnant?
That's better.
Okay, mildly pregnant.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to understand.
Can I be out of Lazytown then? Because she's only mildly pregnant.
You've got to understand what I was doing there was painting a picture of, you know,
of what?
Of your laziness. So I called you heavily pregnant, Carly. You're not. You're lightly pregnant. Lightly pregnant.
All right.
All right. So we need another town called Awkward
Town. Out of
hole. Lightly pregnant.
We'll play a song. We'll come back with you for Lazytown. As Husey
lightly
Kate.
Pregnant.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Coverley.
Coming up after six, the very funny Nazeem Hussain is going to be dropping in. He is on The Masked Singer tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10.
He's got a story to tell. We both have a story to tell about our time with Lindsay Lohan. Also, Tones and I. I'm going to pump her up one more time.
Doesn't need it, mate.
Till a couple
2 billion streams.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know she was Australian. I didn't know she was one person.
She used to be in The Young Demons.
Tones and I. Did not.
She was one of the
She wasn't
Carly,
in The Young Divas.
Producer.
No way.
Lightly pregnant producer, Carly. Tones and I was one of The Young Divas, correct?
I have no idea.
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
She wasn't.
I'm going to say no.
She wasn't born when The Young Divas started.
She and Girlfriend.
She's only 19. She's in Byron Bay.
Right.
And yeah. I was sitting next to one of the people from her record company the other day, and he said that her song, that song, was number two worldwide on Spotify. That song.
Do you know how I know that?
That one.
Do you know how I know that?
One that
we heard.
I was
next to you when he said that.
Yeah, I know that. But you
forgot that I was there, didn't you?
No, I knew you were there, but I couldn't remember that. But it wasn't relevant to the conversation.
We'd only been sitting to each other next to each other for 2 hours.
Was relevant was that other people weren't there and they need to know. Number
enough.
Two worldwide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Should we do Lazy Town?
Yes.
All right. Gates are open, but it's hard to get in.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, we've let Ed in, who shouldn't be in there. But anyway, I'm the mayor of Lazytown, and I am rightfully the mayor. Jack, you aren't in.
No.
But Sue, you believe you should be in and try to talk your way in. What? Why? Why you, Sue? Why you?
I packed a box in 1994 and I've never opened it. I've moved six times.
Oh, that's excellent.
And
Sue,
there's a box with your stuff in it. You just keep moving the box when you move.
Yeah, it's that last box every single move, and I'm just done with it. I cannot be bothered opening it. I don't know what's in it.
I want to do an internet video of a live unboxing, Sue.
Mm. So that's a long time, isn't it? What is it, 94? So it's now 2019.
Yeah. That's ages, 25 years.
It's longer, isn't
it?
Is that 25?
I've had a couple of kids in that time too.
Hopefully they're not in there. Maybe Jurassic Park VHS. Or
You know what? And I think not only is Sue welcome into Lazytown, but so many people who have put stuff into storage so many years ago.
Yeah.
The storage container companies of Australia rely on the likes of Sue for people to keep paying for their stuff, and they're never, ever going to see it again.
Genius.
Yep. You're in, Sue.
Well done.
Down, a place where you wanna stay. Now, Rachel, you don't want to get in, but you want someone else to get in.
Yes, hi. I want my 5-year-old to get in.
Why?
Five.
Because he's so lazy he won't wipe his own butt because it's boring.
Hey, he's in.
No questions.
Yeah, no questions. I mean, I've got children like that at home who go, Dad, you do it.
Still?
Dad, no, only just stopped.
How old is the youngest? How old is
six, only just stopped.
Really? Dad,
you do it.
Dad, you do it. In that voice?
Yeah. Now,
what do you know?
Well, we can't let everyone in. What's going on here?
No, you've been lenient.
I know. Tennille.
Hello.
Hello. You want in?
I do.
All right.
So, if I'm patting a dog or cat and they're shedding a little bit and some hair comes off of my hand, I've been known to roll it up in a ball and put it back on the dog.
That is fantastic.
Well, I mean, it's fantastic, but you put it back on the dog. You don't flick it just onto the floor, do you?
I mean, I'm putting it where it belongs.
That's fantastic.
Well, you are. And you're working too hard. She's not in. Stormy, how old are you?
9.
Hi, Stormy.
Now, generally, everyone under 12 just gets in automatically, but we shouldn't be like that. We should actually ask what you do. What is it, Stormy?
I'm too lazy. I pick everything up with my feet and open my closet with my feet.
Well, so you pick things up with your feet because you can't be bothered bending down.
Yeah.
My wife can use her toes almost like a hand. Right. Stormy, can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Stormy, the problem here is you actually pick things up. And a lot of 9-year-olds never pick anything up, Stormy. They just leave it on the floor. So even though you're too lazy to bend down and use your hands, you're actually still getting things up off the floor. So, Stormy, you're going to have to try again. Sorry.
Let's try again next week, Stormy.
They'll be back.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, and a very good evening to you all. It is Husey and Kate for the drive home with Ed Cavalier. Don't forget, tonight on your TVs, it is back, Australia's number one TV show, The Masked Singer.
Oh, it is so much fun. It's back 7:30 tonight, and I know we've got a special guest coming up, Husey, but I want to...
Yeah, he's on the show.
I know.
Nazim Hussain. We're going to talk me, him, and Lindsay Lohan.
I'm intrigued by this.
Yeah,
I am intrigued by that as a triumvirate.
Yep.
Now, on the internet today, and even one of your co-hosts... Jackie O had to go on her radio program and defend all of your guesses.
Yeah, right. Well, can I just say to Australia who have been watching the show that are some of them disappointed by what I've come up with, everyone here has got, there's a community of like millions of people. At the time, we were in a bubble, man.
Do you want to hear what was going on in that bubble? Do you want to be reminded of that bubble? No. Here are some of your guesses thus far. Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking? They are an aerial skier. Lydia Lassila. Tell you who's about that height, Susan Boyle. What about John Travolta? What? The confidence of that prawn, for me, it's Freddie Flintoff. I'm from Motley Crue. Pat Rafter. I think it's Pat Rafter. Someone from Harry Potter. Daryl Braithwaite. I've got a Red Foo vibe. I mean, is it Pauline Hanson? Honestly,
The Pat Rafter one, I was pretty confident with, actually.
Were you really?
Yeah, I should have gone harder. Yeah, before Brett Lee's head came off, yeah. I actually said to the producers, I know who this is.
It's Pat
Rafter. I know it is. I said, I'm going to write it down. It was after I'd already guessed, so I couldn't say it. And I wrote down Pat Rafter, and then I'm like, I scrunched it up.
Threw it away.
Brett Lee.
What about this? But you're not alone. I've managed to montage my favourite guesses from Lindsay and the other people.
Right.
Have a go at these.
Lindsay, who's behind the mask?
For all I know at this point, it'd be Charlie Sheen.
I wrote down Serena Williams.
I was thinking Hungry Like the Wolf, someone from Duran Duran, possibly. Simon Le Bon.
Simon Le Bon. That is not a name. Simon Le Bon.
Who's to say he's not coming up?
Now, when we speak to Nazim in a moment, I hope that you have ovied this weird leg thing you've developed. So you said that Lydia Lassila was an aerial skier, which I think was a leg thing. And then you said this.
The legs, the power stance that someone who I believe has been on top of a podium.
What are legs that have been on a podium look like?
Someone, strong legs. You haven't got much to work with because...
why are you so leg-focused?
Because often the rest of the body's covered.
Yeah, but the voice is what you're... This was your weirdest one. When this happened and I looked at my wife, Tiff, and she went, don't know about that. Have a go at this.
And I don't want to be creepy, but I'm seeing some powerful thighs right there, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, was seeing powerful thighs.
Are you saying
is that the line? I think.
Yeah.
Very powerful thighs.
I don't think you can say that someone has powerful thighs.
That's all I can see. I see it, I say it. That's what happens.
But hang on.
What happens with the Masked Singer,
mate? If that's a
woman,
I don't think they want you to tell them they've got powerful thighs.
I can't reveal anymore.
How did Kate Soprano take it?
She's not known for her thighs. Does she do a lot of squats? What can she deadlift? What can Kate Soprano deadlift? Front squat. Double her body weight. What about a rack squat?
Have you ever seen Kate Soprano rack squat?
Deadlift. Who can Bulgarian deadlift more? Kate Soprano or Kate DeRouge? In the Kate off.
Should we get Nazim in next?
Yeah, can we get Nazim Hussain in?
What Kate Soprano deadlifts?
He's on the show tonight. He got parachuted into a really weird situation. Watching him deal with it is worth just getting involved tonight in the show, I can tell you.
All right. We'll get him in.
The Hughesy and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier.
The Masked Singer, 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. Of course, you'll see Mr. Hughes, but you'll also see Nazim Hussain is joined us in the studio.
Brilliant comedian Nazim Hussain.
Yeah, mate. Good afternoon.
He got parachuted into an episode of The Masked Singer. People now know what it is, but at the time you didn't know what it is because it hadn't been on air.
It got described to me and I sort of, you know, by the description it just sounds like a normal experience, but it was the weirdest thing I've ever done. I felt like I'd woken up in a dream and I was high on drugs in my dream. It was bizarre. There were creatures singing at you, like everyone was walking around with a smile. By the time when I walked into the studio, like all the crew had the biggest smiles on their faces, and it wasn't fake. I didn't know what was going on. And then like 2 hours in, I was on this weird high.
Yeah. Did I help you or not?
Yeah, you did. You were just... But you were also dressed in like bright colours.
Yeah, I was. And yeah, I drank the Kool-Aid.
Man, it's really fun. And I've never seen you so absolutely positive. Like normally...
I had to be. Mate, you are. You got to be... You're positive. It's a... You've got to enter that
world. It's an upbeat vibe. That's all great. Let's get to the point, shall we?
What's the point? Are you...
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
We hung out, didn't we?
We hung out. I remember, like, when you took a selfie together, the panel of the judges.
Yes.
And then she was like,
because I took a selfie, didn't I?
Yeah. And then you were like, and she was like, send it to me. And you had a number. And I was like, how the hell did you get a number?
Yeah. She wanted. And he thought Nazeem's looking at me like I was the master because I'd got Lindsay's number through this selfie.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, she goes, send it to me, and I thought, oh, you're just going to airdrop it. But then he goes, oh, what's your number?
And then I got a number, and he's looking at me like he's the master
And then he said to me, no, she asked for my number before. Anyway, I was like, whatever.
And then later,
we're walking to the studio after a bit of a break, and she was telling me about a charity. I said, oh, I'd love to hear more about your charity. And she goes, well, give me your number, and I'll keep you updated.
Wow.
And then she gave me her numbers.
Did she get numbers?
She's got a
stack of numbers.
Guys have the same?
I don't think we've got the same numbers.
Do you guys have different numbers?
No. Yeah, I think he's deeper in than I am. I'm not sure.
Who's got the more special of Lindsay's phone numbers?
I think he might have.
I don't know. But she did. But late after that. She does.
How many phones is she running? Is she running like
five,
a call center?
Yeah.
Five phones.
I'd say so. Probably more.
I think the more famous you get, the more numbers you need.
Mm. But let's get to the night.
Yeah, so that I will never forget.
So the show finishes and we're...
Which is on tonight. You'll see it. Nazeem is fantastic, but it's pretty wacky.
It's a wacky. It's fun. Mm. Fun show.
Yeah.
So we're hanging out at the hotel, Hughes and I, and then we're like, hey, I've got Lindsay's number. So do you. Why don't I text her and see if she wants to hang out with us? It's just like, I thought it's just like a lottery, as if she's even going to reach.
But I think
fake
I
number.
Encouraged you to text her, didn't I?
Did. Yeah,
I said, go text her.
So I said, hey, Lindsay, Hughes and I are hanging out. If you want to come join, let us know. I tried to be real cool.
That's chill, man.
We drafted it, right?
We did a draft.
About 5 minutes later, 2 blue ticks. She's read it. She then starts typing. We're looking at the screen as she's typing. She sends it. We've immediately read it. And she says, sure, come to my hotel. We're hanging out.
Yeah, we're hanging out. Come to my hotel. And then he sent a message back without asking me. And the message says, his message said, shall we bring a plate? And she's like, question mark. And I'm like, mate, she might not know what bring a plate means.
No, I was just trying to be funny, just trying to be low-key.
But
key
what
and be
the
like,
could that mean in Hollywood, bring a plate?
Yeah, I think,
in hindsight, I think it means, like, do you want me to bring some cocaine?
That's not
what I meant.
No, it's not, is it?
I have never done cocaine
or
any illicit substances.
Absolutely.
She just said a bottle of wine will be enough, basically. So, like, she's saying back off.
She's saying
drug
to me,
lord,
back off
you.
Plate man.
You street man.
Anyway, then I'm telling you.
You maniac.
So I was like, bro, we should just not go straight away. Let's be cool and wait a bit.
What?
Hughes is like, let's go right now.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that. But she said bring a bottle of wine. And I'm like, well, Nazeem, you've got to bring a bottle of wine. And what did you say?
I'm like, well, mate, you're speaking to a Muslim and I'm not bringing a bottle of wine.
And I said, well, I don't drink. I haven't had a drink for 25 years. But the only way we're getting into Lindsay Lohan's hotel room is if we've got a bottle of wine.
And it's not only that. Exactly. It's not just have a bottle of wine. Hughes is like, one of us has to drink. All right, it's going to look so lame. And like, what nerdy guys. We're just going to be there not drinking.
All right, so whose conviction is stronger? Hughes is a 25-year teetotaler. Or Nazeem as a Muslim man. Who's taking one for the team and sucking back the Pinot to talk to Lindsay?
So literally, Hughes is like, Nazeem, I haven't drank in 26 years. I'm like, I haven't drank my entire life. He's like, well, I'm not drinking because I can't drink. I was an alcoholic or something.
Yes, I don't want to know what will happen if I have my first drink, so I'm not drinking.
So he's like, it's just your religion. So anyway. So we get up to the room, Lindsay and her mates.
We got a $100 bottle of wine. I bought that, didn't I?
I remember. So you bought the. You went to a, is this the first time you've been in the booze shop?
No, we were at the hotel, what they gave it. Downstairs, we bought the bottle of wine.
Debating
at the hotel.
$100.
Oh, it was all expensive.
It was more than that. I remember.
It was expensive.
What's your best bottle of wine?
I want to impress Lindsay Lohan, mate.
You can't go up there with a freaking bottle from Safeway.
From Dan Murphy's or somewhere. She doesn't even know what that is. So.
Well, then she wouldn't have known. In Australia, cask wine costs $400.
So we get up there. It's Lindsay and her mates, and you know, they're all Hollywood types, and we're hanging out. And then Hughesy pours a glass of wine and goes, here you go, Naz. Here's a glass of wine. I go, nah, Hughesy, I've had one too many. Maybe you should have
one too many.
And the glass of wine just kept going back and forth.
Yes. She didn't even notice. She wouldn't have known.
Why are you worried about it?
Why are you worried, mate?
We're just trying to look cool, man.
Didn't look cool. Trust me, you two. There was nothing you could have done.
The way Hughesy's sitting right now is how he was sitting on the couch.
I was trying to be laid back,
but I really did. I've talked about this before, but I needed to go for a whiz. She's in the middle of these these stories that you're never going to hear from anyone else. No. Amazing stories involving Steve Jobs,
Vladimir Putin,
Harvey Weinstein.
The Russian mafia.
So many great stories. Anyway, we won't talk any more about them, but
wow.
I had to go to the toilet. And I'm in the toilet in her bloody hotel room.
So weird.
Needed to have a whiz and nothing would come out. And I'm thinking, the clock's ticking here. Lindsay's going to think I'm having a poo. I just flushed and I said, nothing went out. And then I left. Yeah.
But she's apparently not responding to Husey's WhatsApp messages as fast as she's replying to mine.
Well, let's send one. Let's do it. Let's do a race.
I just said.
Did you send something?
Or did you want to join Husey and I on the radio?
Oh,
what'd she say?
There's wine in it.
She got back?
Nah, she hasn't got. It's not even, no blue ticks. Last seen at 4:05 p.m.
Yeah, so when she's. Mine's last seen at 2:05. So you've got the extra phone.
Yeah, I got the extra. I think I might have the other number. Yeah, so look.
Anyway.
All right.
She's a great woman.
There you go.
We love her, don't we?
Before, I mean, you were my most famous person on my phone. Now it's Lindsay Lohan.
I know. And she is in what's the word?
What?
You and her had a connection.
What are you talking?
You had a connection.
No.
Yeah, because she lives in Dubai.
Yeah, and she's got Salaam Alaikum on her Instagram account. That doesn't mean Jack.
I don't even know what that means. What is that?
is that a wine?
All right, check it out. The Masked Singer. It is on tonight across Channel
10. Yes,
Channel
10. Great on it.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
The Jonas Brothers, Only Human. Husey and Kate for the drive home with Ed Cavalier. Before we get out of here, we've got to do a text trauma.
This is relationship number 456. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
So real text message conversations, we role play. I'm going to play the woman in this situation. Yes. You're playing the man. It's Caitlin's friend made a Tinder profile for Caitlin and matched her with Dave. And then they ended up dating for 9 months before they broke up after he cheated on her.
Oh, goodness.
She stupidly took him back but then discovered he was planning a weekend away with another woman. Mm. Week after these messages, did I say that bit? Yes.
Yeah, no, you're up
a week
to that
after
bit.
These messages, he turned up to one of her yoga classes with a younger woman.
Oh, no.
God, what a piece of work he is. But anyway, here we go. You're playing the dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to what?
Hang on. I'm playing. I'm sorry, Caitlin.
What are you playing? A dragon?
Hang on. Give me a second.
Are you playing Gollum?
All right. I'm playing Caitlin. Okay. You're going away with another woman in your caravan? WTF? You knew I wouldn't be okay with you going away alone with Sarah, yet you were planning it anyway? That's a low-life sneaky act.
I would have spoken to you if she said yes. Separate vans. Now stop it.
Bullshit.
Your behaviour is bull. Not messaging anymore.
Feel free to go on as many trips with Sarah as you'd like.
Jealousy.
No. You are a sleazebag.
Believe what you want, Caitlin. How is it fair that you have male friends, but I can't have female friends? Different rules.
I wouldn't go away with just a male friend out of respect for you. You knew I had issues with Sarah, yet you planned a weekend away with her. You're behaving like a single man. Go be a single man. I'm real and truly done with your bull. Now get the out of my life, you sneaky worm, you dirty dog.
Thanks for your overreaction. All the best, Caitlin. Please don't message me again, as it will only be nasty, and I don't need that. Be free and live without angst.
My friends and family warned me about you. If only I'd listened. But now I've seen it with my own eyes.
Because I have a female friend who also has a caravan. I'm blocking your BS now.
You didn't want me to know about your trip with Sarah, but I found out. You're up.
Your behaviour's a joke. Can't even have a female friend without you going crazy. Good luck.
My gut was telling me you're up to no good. Cheater!
I'm glad we're done. You need to focus on yourself and your work. Not enough energy for a relationship.
You don't have enough focus for one woman!
Oh, and scene.
Caitlin, do you feel okay with my portrayal of your energy and your motivation in that conversation?
Oh, too funny for words, really, hearing it back. Yeah. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, well,
you shouldn't be embarrassed. I don't care how many caravans they've got. You can't go away on a trip with another woman, Caitlin. That's just ridiculous.
Well, I think it's even bullshit that she's got her own van. I think
it was one van.
Into his van.
It was a one van trip, wasn't it?
It was a one van trip. Yeah. What a liar.
I can't believe he turned up to that yoga class with a younger woman as well. That was ridiculous.
Oh, and he turned up to my brother's wedding a few days later uninvited.
What is he turning up to your brother's for the free wedding? Food and wine?
Yeah, he was given his marching orders. He didn't quite get to the food part. But
did he pretend he was invited, or did he just?
There was a name tag on the table, but, you know, we made other letters instead of his name, so it wasn't very nice. Yeah.
You got to, read the writing on the wall.
Get out of there, anyway. Caitlin's life, bro.
You know what, you're getting, Caitlin.
$500, Caitlin, well done.
Thank you.
And if you've got any of those sorts of conversations, you can screenshot them, send it through to us on Facebook. If we read them out, $500 for you.
Hey, tonight, 7:30, Masked Singer Hughesy. Nasim Hussain is a special guest. I'm fired up.
Got to be a big
Who's
one.
Singing tonight?
Half of them. The ones that are left. Ones that are left.
All right, if you missed any show, podcast at hughesyandkate.com.au. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're all caught up with the Hughesy and Kate catch-up. Want more Hughesy and Kate? With Ed Coverley, download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.